I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, lonely 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Sit out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne-Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Welcome to the Fun Show. I'm Jessica Mullen.
I'm Kelly Cree. You're listening to Lucid Vibe Radio. You just heard
Friend of the Devil by the Grateful Dead. Now, what I think about that song is that it's about moving to Cleveland.
Me too. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
So, we're moving to Cleveland.
This week.
Ever since we've moved to this small town in Illinois, we've been on the lookout for our next place to move because we can't stay here.
And we choose a different place every week. First, it was Albuquerque,
which had a lot of pros, but it's in the desert.
I just don't want to have dandruff all the time.
And I really need some humidity.
So then it was Tulsa. And we keep going back to Tulsa.
It's really cheap.
And it's halfway between where our families live, so that's a big bonus. Other than that, it has some other things going for it, but let's not make this whole episode about that.
It has a Whole Foods.
So then, I think
we were going to buy an RV.
Oh, yeah.
Which first, always sounds like the most fun thing you could do, right?
First, we were going to buy a bus. That was our first idea.
Oh, yeah.
And convert it.
By ourselves. You know, do electric, flooring, plumbing. Just us.
Started looking into that. We were like, nope.
No way. We don't even have a car to get supplies.
So then I think today, what was it? Jessica found out Cleveland is like the cheapest place to live or something.
We also looked into Osage Beach.
Missouri. Not a place to call home.
Not a place to not have a car.
Mostly I could never live there because of those mashups they were playing at the restaurant. But I'm not going to get into that either. What I think is funny, like, about, well, what I wanted to bring up, because this is the fun show, and what's about us moving to Cleveland is that we always say that we take the funny route.
Yeah, like when we're trying to make big life decisions, like when we had to decide where we were going to move to from Austin, we picked out some places like Albuquerque. And then we came across Galesburg, Illinois. We just started laughing. And ever since then, we've decided to take the funny route.
So whatever makes us laugh the most, we figure that's the best choice we could possibly make. And I think that's true in any life decision. Because if you're laughing, you're feeling light about it.
Yeah, and you think it'll be fun. And, okay, let's just do an experiment of funny places to live. What if we move to Antarctica?
Not really funny. I would not laugh.
Okay, what about Nebraska?
I would chuckle.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't sound that funny. I don't know. To me, Cleveland sounds pretty funny.
It sounds really up there on the funniness factor.
I'm cracking the fuck up about it.
Because who's like, I can move anywhere in the world. Let's move to Ohio. I
think Cleveland, Ohio is the spot for me. Gonna settle down.
Buy a house. Cleveland. Cleveland rocks.
Those
We didn't even pay attention to that song playing because we were too excited that we just got accepted into the Cleveland Scene Fest.
Yes. And the applications closed a while ago, and we just emailed them and asked them, and we were like, well, we'll see if it's meant to be. And then they wrote back and said, please do come exhibit.
So that was going to be the decider if we moved to Cleveland or not, is whether or not they had space for us at the Zine Fest, and they do. So Magic 8 Ball Zine Fest says all signs point to yes.
So that sounds really fun.
What do you guys think? What are your criteria for moving anywhere in the world you want to move to?
Where are they going to answer?
In the comments. Email me. Hello. Hello at schooloflifedesign.com. Email us and tell us where you would move and what are your criteria for moving there. Here's ours. Whole Foods, Uber, Amtrak, good water, on a lake.
Is riding Amtrak fun?
Yes. Speaking of, we just rode the Amtrak train last week on Thursday and Sunday, and it is a very affordable option for interstate travel, especially if you want to do any sort of illicit activity. People go wild, and there's no security.
That's true. There was definitely some white powder all over the counter in the bathroom.
Might have come from my butt.
The show's getting weird again.
Email us at hello at schooloflifedesign.com if you think we're weird. Well, I propose we do a spell on Cleveland and the Grateful Dead. And it's about telling the life story of how we moved to Cleveland. And the first sign the trick was working was that we played a Grateful Dead song.
Oh my God.
I was never good at that one. We have this worksheet called Life Story. And it's for manifesting, and I never totally got it. I always have to have Kelly explain it to me. Can you explain it?
I'm just sitting here shaking my damn head.
Well, it's fun. It's a fun worksheet. Can you just explain it really quick, please?
What do you mean you never got it?
I don't understand what to put in as the first sign the trick was working.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Like, why is it not a good answer to say, I played a Grateful Dead song?
Well, because there's no seed of belief that's planted if you say it's something that you know you're going to do right then.
Oh, okay. How about the first sign the trick was working was I heard a Grateful Dead song somewhere else that I didn't play.
That way, the seed of belief is planted, and then you're, like, noticing it's a coincidence, but you're on the lookout for coincidences.
So, the next time you hear a Grateful Dead song that's not on the fun show, just take it as a sign that you're
going to... You might be moving to Cleveland.
Like I said. machine.
That was Tennessee Jed by the Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
By Grateful Dead.
We played that one because we also thought about moving to Tennessee, which I like Tennessee.
We looked at Knoxville and
Chattanooga.
But they just didn't have enough houses for sale.
That's the kicker with Cleveland, is they have a lot of super decent, really cheap houses.
So, we're looking for the cheapest house available.
But one thing I wanted to bring up at the end of the show, I noticed that there was, like, a theme of, like, being on the road and travel, and that's part of one thing that I feel like we really like. That's why we're always talking about moving into a bus. And I was going to ask you, why do you think that you think traveling or being on the road seems so fun?
Oh, well, it seems fun about half the time. And the other half, being at home, sounds really fun. It's like that one Dead song about,
wow.
We already played it. Friend of the Devil, right? No, there's another song where he got arrested in New Orleans.
I don't know, babe. You're looking at me like I know.
I thought you were the ultimate deadhead.
No, you didn't.
So, I think traveling is really fun because every time you step into a new place, you get to be a new person. And you could totally change in an instant.
So she just wants to have a different identity.
Yes.
And Once again, she's trying to run away from her life.
Wow. So you brought up my psychological issues. I think it stems from when I was a child, when I wasn't allowed to, like, leave the house, really, or hang out with my friends very much. I had a 10 o'clock curfew, and I could only talk on the phone from 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. Okay.
So I have You're this digressing. Constant need
to leave.
To go somewhere else. To get the fuck
I
out.
I think I like it because it's just fun.
I just like change. But yeah, it's fun to see places. It's challenging. It like makes you in the moment instead of in the future or the past.
Yeah, that's true. It causes you to have to focus in the now.
Because when you're traveling, you have to make so many decisions and you have to be aware and alert and ready. And that's the thing.
While you're sitting in your bus.
Yes. What if a bear came?
What if someone was walking down the side of the road?
What if you forgot to put the parking brake on?
What if we move to Cleveland and then I start looking for places to move right away when we get there?
Again, where do you think we should move?
Again, where are they going to respond to that question?
Hello at schooloflifedesign.com.
All right, email us.
Thanks again for listening to the fun show.
This is Lucid Vibe Radio.
We really appreciate your attention and your suggestions for where we should move. Hello at schooloflifedesign.com.
Oh my God. I'll just throw a marker at a map again.
What's your intentions for this week?
Me?
Yeah.
To have fun.
Me too. A joke for you. What does a deadhead say when they run out of weed? What is this crappy music?